Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes you to the meeting of the Refreshment Club today and every day. This sparkling half hour of good music and good fun brings you an entertaining pause in your busy day. It will, we hope, like frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator, leave you happily refreshed. The Refreshment Club will come to order while we start our meeting with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Yeah, man.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Mm-hmm.
The Ranch Boys.
Here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All set, Don. Take the meeting.
And now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's March time on the Refreshment Club. Dunder und Blitzen March, in English the same. A fitting introduction, more or less, to our Refreshment Club Romeo, Clark Dennis. Hello, Clark.
Hello, Don.
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you? I mean, I'm very good, I guess.
I mean, I'm fine. How are you? We did that, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes.
What are you going to sing, Clark?
Well, the king stepped out and found stars in his eyes.
Oh, another way of saying stars in my eyes and the king steps out, huh?
That's right.
No, that sounds like a romantic novel, doesn't it? The king steps out?
Yes, it does.
Huh? I've been reading a lot lately. I got one dandy book I'll lend you if you want after I'm through with it.
All right, I wish you would.
Oh, boy, it's a dandy. It's called Grimm's Fairy Tales. It's a peach. I'm about halfway through it now. There's some great stuff in it. I read a story called Bluebeard the other day.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it's a dandy, Bluebeard. Did you ever hear of Bluebeard?
Yeah, I use his razor blade.
Oh, my. Uh-huh. King steps out, stars my eye. You better look out, Clark. You know, you get into a lot of trouble with eyes sometimes. Do you ever know that?
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Doggone right I'm right. There's a friend of mine. You know this guy, too. He admired a girl's hair, see? She gave him three curls. Then he admired her eyes. Just as her husband walked in, and he gave him 10 lashes. Kind of trampled on that one, didn't I? All right, stars in my eyes, Mr. Dennis.
Stars in my eyes. For this tender passion is real. I am loved, I am blessed. All that eager longing is laid to rest. Stars in my eyes will always shine. While your heart beats with mine, till your love for me dies. die, there'll be stars in my eyes. Till your love for me dies, there'll be stars in my eyes.
Very nice. Bluebeard, I use this razor blade. Well, Walter Blossus and the boys are going to play one called Rhythm Saved the World now.
No, Don, it's Rhythm Saved the World. You can't shave the world.
What? You what?
You couldn't shave the world. It saved the world.
Go on, I go over my map with a razor most every morning. Oh. Rhythm Saved the World. Now with a whoopee tie-eye, here they come, those ranch boys. Just three assorted ranch boys, my friend. Although everybody always gets Western at the entrance of these ranch boys. Who probably don't even know what a fire plug is. I mean, the boys are from the West, you know, and they haven't been in the city long. In fact, I asked Curly what a fire plug was, and he said, well, shucks, I know that. The horse that pulled that there fire engine. All right? No, I'll tell you what a fire plug is, Curly. A fire plug is an iron object between two parked cars. Remember that. Say, boys,
yeah.
I didn't bring this up before, but a couple of friends of mine came in town yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're a couple of lumberjacks from way up north.
Well.
And I know you boys are real outdoor men and all, and these fellas live outdoors all the time, so I thought it'd be nice if you fellas got together.
Say, Don, I'd like to meet them. How about bringing them up to my house for something to eat, huh?
Well, that's what I did, Jack. I invited them over to your house for dinner.
You did? But,
yeah, I thought it'd be nice if you
kind
met
of
them.
Me to it, didn't
huh?
You? Say, what? Don, I don't know if they came from our part of the country. We'd give them some enchiladas con huevos or chili rellenos. But what do those fellas up there eat?
Well, you want to know what they have for dinner for them?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. A roast or a steak of some kind, I guess. I imagine those lumberjacks are plenty tired of chops. Anything, it's all right. What are you going to sing, boy?
We're going to sing Old Faithful.
All right, no chops.
Old Faithful, we rode the range together. When your roundup days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, old faithful pal of mine. Saddle-weary, tired and weary, riding on. Hurry up, old fella, cause the moon is mellow and bright. There's a coyote howling to the moon above, so carry me back to the one I love. Hurry up, old fella, cause we gotta get home tonight.
Nice going, boys. Old Faithful. All right, so we're going to have a little swing music now by the Originalities. Short little swing group headed by Eddie Ballantyne. I say short. I say that just offhand. They're really not short. Bill Krenz is playing the piano there. And I don't know the financial condition of the group, but I just happen to let that out unawares. But anyway, Eddie Ballantyne is leading the group. And we always like Eddie to go to town in these programs because he likes to go to town with that cornet of his. If he doesn't, he's as disappointed as a signboard pencil artist with a Smith Brothers poster. I mean, really gets him. Well, what is the name of this number, Eddie? Yell it out there, will you?
That's a plenty, Don.
This isn't from Plenty from Heaven, is it? No, no, I didn't think so. All right, here we go. Hit it. One, a two. Say, Bob Denton, you old recording secretary, you were telling me about school bells a while ago. Now, just what kind of bells did you have in mind? I mean, was it a co-ed? Kind of a bell you give a ring for the frat dance, or what?
Well, there's one school bell that always sounds better than any other. It's the bell that rings around 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying, school's out. And when young folks get home after school, the first stop is usually the family refrigerator, because the first interest is in refreshment. Frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola are just what thirsty young people are looking for. Ice-cold Coca-Cola is pure refreshment. Pure, wholesome, delicious. And having it in the refrigerator is a big help to you, too. It's no trouble to serve, requires no preparation. As a matter of fact, the rising generation likes to tilt the bottles up and drink directly from them, because that's the right slant on refreshment. The handy six-bottle carton makes it easy for you to provide ice-cold Coca-Cola at home for your family. Your favorite dealer will supply you. All right, Don?
All right. What are you and Jack Ross trying to figure out there, Helen D.? What's that?
Oh, he's got some kind of a thing for his camera. And...
Doggone. Are you good at the figures?
Well, huh? I try it. Gee, I don't know.
How are you, Don?
Why, what is it? I don't know.
Well, I don't know myself. I just got myself all messed up. I got a piece of paper here. Looks like a turkey's been walking over it. I scratched all the figures I knew and I didn't get them to come out right.
Well, what are you trying to figure out? Something about the camera, isn't it?
Yeah, if you take a picture, 10 seconds to take a picture with 784 units of light, well, how long will it take to take a picture if you have 225 units of light?
Oh.
And you
now
see,
you
I think they should put 784 and divide 225 into that, and then...
No, that won't work.
That won't work. Well, that's right, that won't work. And you take what you get there and divide that into 10, and then you get an answer to it.
What do you think, Don?
Huh?
Well,
if you take units of light like that, why, you're bound.
Yeah, sure, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Only he was wrong.
I'll never forget what a fella told me one time.
What was that, Don?
He said, you know, we'd all get more mileage in life if we'd never shift our mouths into high gear until our brains are turning over.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
He told that to me. I'm just passing it along. I don't know. Have you got a box camera, Jack, anywhere?
I don't know. I think I'll shift into reverse and try to figure this again.
I take a box camera. I mean, you never have much trouble with a light or anything. Just click and you've got...
Nothing.
Right. All right, what are you going to sing, Ellen Jane?
I've got a feeling you're fooling.
I have too, myself, Walter. If you'll give a downbeat, I'm sure nobody will.
My got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get to go by when you're done fooling with me. Now I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a notion it may believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve, fooling with me. Oh, life is worth living when you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but oh, how you hand out that hocus pocus from your eyes. Now I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling that it's all a frame. It's just a well-known army game, fooling with you. Now I've got a feeling you're fooling. And I've got a notion that you're having fun. I'll get to go by when you're done fooling with me. Oh, I've got a feeling you're fooling. And I've got a notion that it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve when you're fooling with me. Oh, life is worth living when you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but oh, how you have not the hocus-pocus from your eyes. So I've got a feeling you're fooling, and I've got a feeling that it's all a frame. It's just a well-known army game, fooling around with you.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories together. Walter Bloff is with the organ, the strings, and chimes. It's memory time. If you're lucky enough to have your mother still with you in this world, she's somewhere that you can visit her once in a while, I bet you feel the same way that Barton Reese Pogue did about his mother. Just hates to see you leave again, doesn't she? I know if I go home to spend a day, Mother will come out to the car and say, just as I'm ready to drive away, I wish you could stay till tomorrow morning. If I go home to visit a week, Mother will choke up till she can hardly speak, and she'll say, although her voice is trembly and weak, I wish you could stay till tomorrow morning. If I go home for a month or so, it's certain to come when I'm ready to go, the same dear refrain, more trembly and slow, I wish you could stay till tomorrow morning. I don't want my mother to change her ways, and yet I know, should I live there the rest of my days, she'll come to my room when the last trumpet plays and ask me to stay till tomorrow morning. We like to bring you music which is famous in the realms of music all over the world, and music that you like to remember on the Refreshment Club. We have such a selection today. It's one from Chari, the famous Hungarian number written by Kalman. One reason we like to include these is because of the fact that our chief steward, Walter Bloffus, has been to a lot of these countries from whence the music came. Walter has been in Budapest and heard this played by real Hungarian orchestra. Is that correct, Walter?
That's right, Don.
And someday, Walter, we're going to get together on the Refreshment Club here, and I'm going to interview you in regard to the various countries in which you've heard music, and then we're going to play some of the selections that you heard in these countries. Is that all right with you?
Be glad to, Don.
All right. To make it a little more enticing to you, you can mention the food you had in the various countries, too.
Well, that's not so bad either.
No, I know that would appeal to you. All right, today it's Hungarian. Sari selection. You know, the ranch boys don't see so many horses anymore since they came to the city. They just have to play horseshoe a little bit once in a while to kind of keep the animal in mind. In fact, very few people see horses in the city anymore. I understand the world champion horseshoe pitcher was giving a demonstration of his skill in New York, and the native New Yorkers weren't so much impressed with the pitcher's skill, but the sight of a horseshoe really had them baffled there. So, boys, take yourselves back to your boots and saddles and get situated, will you?
Take me back to my boots and saddle. Let me ride neath the blue skies above. Let me see that general store. Let me ride that range once more. Give me my boots and saddle. Let me ramble along the prairie. Rope and steers on old Bar Ed, with my buddies Slim and Ted. Give me my boots and saddle. Got a hankering
to be with a banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty western tune. There's a gal in Cherokee, and she's waiting there for me, waiting beneath the Texas moon. So take me back to my booth and saddle. Let me greet each blazing morn on the ranch where I was born. Give me my boot and saddle.
All right, now here are Walter Balfus and the Refreshmenteers and the Goose Hangs High, which might give you an idea for lunch. If you like geese for lunch, I know I do. And the geese that I get aren't exceptional. In other words, your geese is just as good as mine. Our meeting of the Refreshment Club adjourns for today. Be with us again tomorrow to hear Clark Dennis, Ellen Jane Belke, Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, Ralph Smith, the xylophone, and Elmer himself, the original Elmer. This is Don McNeil saying so long until tomorrow. And meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes, and ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.